and radio. For the next 2 hours, Master Noel and Sir Mark will be discussing different aspects of the leather and kink lifestyle. Send an email, hit the chat room, or sit back and just try to relax, because the next 2 hours are going to be a bumpy ride.
All right, we are back. We are back with our good friend Kevin, Mr. Kinky Boots. And in the chat room, we have a lot of people in our chat room right here. We have a park ranger who is actually the owner of our great summer place that we adore and love, the Point Tent and Trailer Resort. Park ranger is in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico right now. He's probably having a great time. I'm sure you've seen Miss C's show already. And just say hi to Miss
Hello.
C for me. And we miss her, and we miss you, Mike. And don't burn yourself, okay? Anyway, right now I would like to bring back online our dear friend Kevin, Mr. Kinky Boots, who's going to continue our information about basically if you're going to compete in a competition, international or even just a bar title, what you should expect regarding money, preparation, clothing, and you know the amount of hours that you need to put to be ready. So right now, Kevin, we're back online. So let us know, fill us in. What is the next step into getting ready for a competition?
Go ahead, Kevin. We can hear you. Kevin, come on back. Kevin,
we're having a little technical test.
Kevin, Kevin,
are you there, Kevin? Sweetie, he's probably going to change his boots.
Oh,
right
Jesus
now.
Christ. Kevin, are you there? Hey, Kevin?
Why don't you call him back?
Yeah.
So,
right,
anyway.
We're going to call Kevin back.
So, we're going to talk about, anyway. Park Ranger saying it's good, just getting settled and set up. Internet here is awful. If that's all right, we're having some testicle difficulties too. So, Park Ranger, where are you right now in Puerto Vallarta? And have you seen our dear old friend Jim and oh my God, I forgot.
Yes,
I forgot their names. Anyway,
we got Kevin back.
We got Kevin back. So let's get right into it. How you doing, Kevin?
Awesome, and you?
Very good. We're doing good. Anyway, we're just touching base with Park Ranger, who is in Puerto Vallarta right now, and he's saying that he's having some internet problem because the connection is really bad there. So, anyway,
yes,
so let's
yes.
get right back. The next step now into getting ready for a competition. What should
right.
we expect and get into?
I've kind of set up a short list.
Very good.
I'll kind of rhyme them off.
Okay.
And then if anybody has questions, they can either let you guys know and so forth, and we can expand on it.
Very good.
But
Kevin.
What I've set up is basically you have to understand your style. Not that leather is a style. I'm saying what your presence is going to be. The message that you want to give to people and stuff like that. And once you got to try and figure out your style, you have to figure out your clothing, whether you're going to be able to go off the rack or you have to going to get custom leathers, boots, and so forth.
So, Kevin, I'm sorry to interrupt here. So you're saying custom to off the rack now. Would you suggest, say, for a bar competition, because that's what the majority of people listening probably are going to be starting with, what would you suggest to do? Would it be off the rack, or would it be a custom for like a bar type title?
Off the rack is fine.
Okay.
Off the rack. Now, understanding leather is an element that I know, and I don't want to impose my feelings on anybody, but there seems to be leather off the rack has really become compromised these days. I'm very picky in the leather that I buy. I try to make sure that it's either made in the U.S. or made in Canada. And the only reason I say that, if you're going to buy off the rack, you might as well buy something that maybe will last because you're going to need it for future competition.
Yeah.
And some of the offshore, I'll just kind of say it that way, leather is actually water buffalo. And believe you me, water buffalo hide is not as comparable as some of the leather that is in Canada and the U.S. So I just want people to be aware of that.
Yeah. And most establishments, too, were established, like, we know, you know, I'm going to mention, you know, friends of ours in Toronto, Northbound Leather. You know, you will spend, you know, say a shirt about $300. But the one thing that is good with major name that are known in the leather community, in the leather wear, is that they stand by their wear, their clothing. So if something happens, you can bring it back to the establishment.
Right.
And, you know,
and the key, and I am a, one of, actually, I have probably four vests from Northbound, three shirts, two pair of pants. Anyways, to make a long story short, when you're buying your stuff either off the rack at Toronto, you also, Northbound makes the commitment to IML and actually brings their store from Toronto to Chicago.
Yes.
So when, if, for example, if you're thinking positive and you're actually going to be competing at IML, they're going to be at IML, and if you have any problems with your shirt, whatever, they're there to fix it.
Yeah, and two, they can tell you, oh, by the way, so-and-so bought this shirt in this particular color, you may want to go, because people forget, you want to stand out when you're competing, you know,
right.
And there's nothing worse. It doesn't matter if it's a leather competition or a drag competition, that, you know, you get ready, you think you got your outfit on perfectly, you know you look great, and you look down the row, and contestant number 7 has almost the exact same fucking outfit.
Is there anything in place to actually to avoid that? Kevin, for like the larger competitions?
Well, this is it. Timing is everything. We had the opportunity of going to a number of events and competitions.
Yeah.
And you get to know the style of certain people, and they will kind of expand on that style. And
yeah.
Woody had a style, and Northbound, he went to Northbound a number of times and worked on that style.
Yeah.
And he created his own niche.
Yeah.
So fortunately, he created a lot of, like, for example, we put together designs of shirts, whether they were sleeveless, whether they were white leather, or the piping or whatever. You want to be creative, and that's where Woody had a great team in putting that together.
Yeah. And a lot of people, too, if you're going to start that and buying your leathers and so forth, get you good... Spend some money on your good basic, a good pair of boots that's going to last you 10 years. You know, a
right.
good basic pair of leather pants that you can wear as dressy or, you know, more casual. Your good basic will get you a long way. So then if you spend money on the quality stuff, because I have anything from, you know, a pair of pants that's, you know, a couple of $100 and more to, you know, my accessories, which are armbands that are cheaper, that then you know, the accessories that go with your outfit can be, you know, you go to pre-app or whatever and get something that's less expensive, but then changes the look, and it's okay if, you know, 6 months from now you look stupid wearing it. It's no big deal.
Right.
You can get rid of it, you know.
Right.
So
basically we've talked about clothing and off-the-rack stuff.
Yes.
Then you move to the near and dearest to my heart is the boot.
Oh, boy.
Whether it's the shine,
yeah,
the multi-variety of them, and how they're looked after. There's various events that you will be in various categories, and some will have a shine to them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them can have a flat finish. Some of them can have more of, as we call it at the point, the trail look. So, you know, you've kind of...
Sorry.
So you want to talk boots? Pardon?
Yeah.
Yes, let's talk boots.
So that's kind of the boot analogy as per the Bible, according to Kevin.
Yes.
So we basically talked about clothing and boots and various, and that means armbands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then when you kind of get a good understanding of that, is you want to understand your leather. Understanding your leather means the conditioning and how the leather is looked after. For example, the hanging of it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be careful of mildew and stuff like that. So that's when you've got the clothing and you've got it something that you like, you've got the boots you like, you want to make sure that you're understanding your leather. and what it's going to be and how you're looking after it.
Yeah, the care of it is really important.
Yes. So in all of this, so basically you've got your style, you've got your leather, you've got your boots, and you've got your composition of what you want to do.
Yeah.
The preparation for competition, another that is very, very important, is the speech and history of the leather community. In any competition, whether you're being judged, for example, I was with, when I was judging Mr. Liberty a year and a half ago, I was with three very formidable old school leather judges.
Yeah.
And here I am, I'm newer to the area, but I'm more the detail. But anyways, when you're getting ready for any speeches, bar titles, or whatever, you should know a minimum a little bit or 10% information about old leather history.
Yeah.
So are you talking old guard history?
Old and new.
Okay.
Old and new. Because really, when you're looking at these days, whether it's an IML competition or whatever, IML has really expanded from old guard to new guard.
Yes.
The new guard, or whether it's gear leather, it's really expanded. But the thing is, that's where you want to, when I went back to like that first segment, you want to understand your style.
Okay.
And your style is your style.
Yeah, be
whether
yourself.
Whether it's a mix of old and new.
Yeah. Because you can tell a lot of people sometimes, you know, they're trying to be or wear something that, oh, it looked good and stuff, but they don't feel comfortable in it. So it doesn't matter
right.
how hot and how beautiful it is. If it's not you, it's not going to work at all.
That's a really good point. And the thing is, I think Kevin had said something earlier wherein once you decide on your style, I mean, I think going through 3 years of this, your style may adjust itself, because I know I've gotten things that I purchased that I don't wear anymore just because I'm not comfortable in them
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah.
Right. And that's where the style, and I mean not just style of clothes, I meant style of who you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that inner who you want to, when you're in front of 2,000 people, you want to be comfortable with yourself. You really, really do.
There's a question in the chat room. It's kind of right, comes along with this question. Where would a good place to learn that leather history you speak of?
In Chicago is the Leather Archives.
Yes, Dolly brought that up in the chat room, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That is the best. I had the opportunity to tour the archives and museum when I was in Chicago, and it is just, for example, there's so much literature out there, but to go and physically see it in Chicago, when you got to go there anyways, is a great opportunity. In that, they also have books, and that history that I think Woody even has a great kind of grasp on what's out there and other books as well. And that's the best part. Just ask.
Yeah, in the chat room, Dolly actually has just dropped in the Leather Archives homepage. There's a link for it. So if you're interested, just go ahead and click on it, and it should obviously take you right there from the chat room.
Right. It's definitely worth a little bit of time to get there when you're in Chicago, whether you're at IML or if you're just going to Chicago for a vacation. It's well worth the time, and that way you can be on your schedule, because if you're at IML, you want to get back to IML. You don't want to spend all day at the museum.
Yeah, you don't want to miss anything.
Okay, we're going to do this next commercial, Kevin. We're going to do it just a minute or two, a bit early. I'm going to really just pound through it. I'm just going to do one real quick commercial, and I'll come right back. So, if you don't mind, just hang tight.
Awesome.
And give us a teaser of what the next part is.
And everybody watch your ears. The sound might go loud a little bit.
Go ahead and give us an idea what's coming up.
It's actually the competition and timing.
All right.
Very good. We'll be right back with Kevin, Mr. Kinky Boots. And don't go anywhere, everybody. We will be right back. And we're going to learn. It's a good subject. And things are, Kevin knows his stuff. And here we go, everybody.
Soothing sounds of House of MNSN Radio.